Hello and welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there is more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Every week we talk fitness, health, food, and life, and today's show is no different. Today's show is brought to you by the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz, which can be found on remixmyfitness.com. If you've tried going to the gym, or you've tried that new fat-burning bodyweight routine and it hasn't been working for you, then maybe it isn't the right workout for you. Take the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz to find out what your fitness personality tells you about yourself. Start doing the workouts that are meant for you. The Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz will identify what your fitness personality is, will not just save you money, but most importantly, it'll save you time. Stop wasting time doing workouts that you just dread doing, that don't motivate you, and that just don't work. Take the 2-minute quiz to find out what activities will suit you, because it turns out that the fastest way to reach your fitness goals is by doing the things that you actually like doing. So go visit remixmyfitness.com, take the quiz, let me know if I got it right or wrong. So far, I'm 6 for 6 on the podcast, and I'm hoping to keep the streak alive after today's guests. So let me know if I got it right with you. So hit me up on social media or at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. Feel free to email me. Let me know. In today's episode, we get into it with nutritionist Hillary Askew. And we get into so much with Hillary, and she shares so many things, a lot of her resources, and how she tries to be the best version of herself. If you missed anything that Hillary said or she mentioned, visit remixmyfitness.com/podcast. And you'll see the show notes from today, and it has all the links that she mentioned about the books, the apps, and the other podcasts that she listens to. So definitely go check that out. I want to mention a few things before we get into today's episode with Hillary, which is Dave Stewart. So if you've been following along, every Thursday, we share clips from our online coaching call. And you may have noticed last week there was no episode with Dave. And that's because Dave and I were taking a little bit of a break. We're putting the show on hold until September. And everything is okay with Dave, and we are still working together, just not on the podcast right now. We both agreed that we should take a little bit of a break for the month of August. Dave has a series of trips that he has set up for himself this month, and he just needs a little bit of time away to recharge from the city. So we'll be back together in September to finish off our online coaching series. Dave wants to send a little shout out to all the listeners out there. He wants everyone to have a happy and safe summer, and he can't wait to get back in September with everybody. So I get asked this all the time, but lately I find I'm getting asked a little bit more often than usual, and that is whether I think diet is more important than exercise to lose weight, or vice versa. And the truth is, they go hand in hand together, and I can't give you a percentage. People want to hear whether I want to say diet is 90% or exercise is 80%. I can't. If you're gonna press me, I'm gonna say it's 50-50. Because you can most definitely lose weight by just restricting your food intake, and you can do enough physical activity that you will start seeing the scale shift in your favor. But I believe that the easiest and the smartest way to go about making that crucial change for yourself is by doing a little bit of both. It's about finding that physical activity that you love doing and just eating a little less. I know it sounds really simple, because it is. You don't have to follow some sort of system or some crazy plan. It can be as easy as just moving a little bit more and eating a little less. So the Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz will get you the answers to finding the exercises that are right for you, and our guest today will give us the tools that we need to eat a little bit better. Our guest today is Hillary Askew, who is a mom of 2 beautiful girls, a wife, a soccer enthusiast, and works as an online nutritionist, helping many people figure out what and how to eat. In today's episode, Hillary, who is an expert in nutrition, will talk about the 2 most common mistakes that people make when it comes to their diet, the art of forgiving yourself when you just go off the rails and you just want to quit eating right, and how grace and compassion fits into your nutrition. We get into other things like her morning habits, how to get your kids more physically active, her meditation routine, and so much more. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. and let's get into it and let's meet Hillary. I would like to welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, Hillary Askew. How's it going today, Hillary?
Good, good. How about you?
Not too bad, not too bad. We'll get into you working as a nutrition coach. But you do this in person, you do this online.
It's all online based, what I do.
Online based.
So I work from home.
Yeah. Okay, amazing. So it is, before we get into all that, it is tradition on the show to, we do this thing called Cracking Your Fitness DNA, where I have a fitness personality quiz to kind of help determine, when I use this with all my clients to help determine what types of activities you prefer doing. And I find this saves a lot of time. You've worked as a trainer before though too, right, Hillary?
I have years ago. Yeah.
I mostly meet people in the gym. So we're doing like gym activities like push-ups and squats and things like that. You ever run into people who just like absolutely hate doing that?
Yes. I'm married to one.
Oh, you're married to one.
Nice. My husband is not a gym person.
Yeah.
More of a sports person.
Okay. But you've run into people who you know that they really don't like traditional exercise.
Yeah, you would for say sure.
It. And then they just, it's crazy. Like I've been running into that. I've been doing this for 8 years now. So I had my aha moment like about 4 years ago when I was like ran into somebody who was just hated it. And he told me honestly why he didn't like it. And that something clicked in my brain. And we ended up figuring out different activities for him to do that wasn't traditional exercise. And that's what kind of got the ball rolling with like Remix My Fitness and kind of got me in with the idea of like this questionnaire. So there's no pressure, but I do have a 100% perfect streak going on the show. So hopefully, hopefully we don't break it this time. So let's see if we can keep the streak alive. It's a series of 9 questions. They're all multiple choice. We will do the quiz and then we'll come back to the show and we'll reveal the results. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, so for all the listeners out there, we will be right back. And in the meantime, while Hillary and I are doing the quiz, listen to a little sample of some music by Chad Crouch. And this song is called Confidence Trick. Okay, so we are back, and Hillary just did the fitness DNA quiz. Hillary, are you ready to find out the results?
I am. Yeah.
Are you? Okay. So I'm gonna put it through this special computer, and we're gonna get the results. But if you're doing it on your own, you won't need this computer because the answers are just right on the next pages. So Hillary, I think you're the first. The first person who I see here, like sometimes people fall into two categories, but you fall dead even into like 50-50, dead even into two categories, which is one, you're what I consider the loner. So you're someone that likes to work out by yourself, you know, things like running, weight training, mm-hmm. things like that. And the other one that you're other, like exactly like 50%, which is we call a community gold member. So this is like running groups, like doing classes, things like that. Would you say that's somewhat accurate of yourself?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And is it, would you say it's like 50-50 or you prefer one over the other?
I would say I prefer like in classes and stuff, but I do enjoy running or, you know, hiking and stuff on my own.
Right. And that kind of also
that calm time.
That also fits into, like the activities you like to do, like CrossFit and you mentioned running when we talked earlier. Yeah.
Yep.
So those are two exact activities, and it's I don't know. I find it really interesting that you run in 50-50, because usually sometimes I'll see answers where someone is mainly like a loner, and then they'll, you know, the other majority of the answers are, you know, they'll fall into none of the category, but you're literally 50-50. So that's pretty cool to see. So you'll say that the quiz was accurate?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm happy that I got it right, and I'm happy that we're keeping the streak alive here. So Hillary, I had you on the show because I wanted to talk a couple things, which is how you juggle your own routine, being a mom, having a job or having a career, and also I want to talk a little bit of nutrition with you. So why don't we start off with like how do you manage your day, you know, to get the kids ready and you know, all those things, and then on top of that, how do you manage your time with your husband to say like, look, I'm gonna go work out, or if he says like, hey, I'm gonna go work out myself, like how do you go about doing those things?
Yeah, so typically I'm a morning person, so I like to get up early, have a little bit of time to myself before the kids and my husband get up. Usually I'll do like 5 to 10 minutes of meditation. And then there's a short podcast that I like to listen to in the mornings. It's only like 3 to 5 minutes. So I listen to that. And then I'll check email, kind of get my day started. And then that usually takes me to when the rest of the family is getting up. So then we have our breakfast together, get ready for school and work. Being that I work from home, there's not really much for me to get ready, but I get the kids ready, take them off to school, and then I come home and get down to work. I try and tackle my busy work or my tougher work in the morning. I always work out at lunch hour. It's the time that works best for me. And then when the kids come home from school, my husband comes home from work, then we have our family time. So I'm not taking as much time out from that family time, but still getting that time in to work out. It's also a great break for me in the middle of the day from work. Work is demanding, so to have that break to get out and release some energy is, I come back rejuvenated and refreshed. And then once the kids come home from school, it's family time and we get dinner ready together. And then usually after the kids are in bed, I might go back and do a little bit more work, but usually it's time to unwind, maybe do some reading and get ready for the next day. So I'm very routine and schedule based.
Yeah.
So I have a pretty set routine of getting up at the same time, going to the gym at the same time. And it works well for us. Like we find balance that way. I don't typically go to the gym on the weekend because that is our family time. As much as I might love to get in another day of training throughout the week, I know that my time during the week is sufficient. So if I don't get to the gym on the weekend, that's totally fine. Like I spend that time with family, and then maybe we'll go out as a family and hike or do something active that way. So
very cool. So you mentioned that you are a very like routine person, which is probably mm-hmm. the exact opposite of me. Like I will wake up in the morning and I will have no idea. Like I'll have some idea of what's going on, but really like my day's up in the air. And so how were you something that you were always very routine like yourself, or is it something that you came into as you became, let's say, a mom, or when you got married, or when you started working out?
I've always been pretty routine based. Like even when I was in university, I always had like to-do lists of stuff to get done. It's certainly heightened now that we have two kids. My husband works full time. I work full time. The kids are in sports a couple nights a week. My husband and I are both in sports during the week. So, you know, to get everything done, we need a schedule. So it's heightened a little bit more, but I've always been that way. I grew up that way, and my parents always had a calendar with what was going on and to-do lists and stuff. So,
and you also have a twin, an identical twin sister. And would you say that she also follows that same pattern as well? Like she's very routine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's probably a little bit more than me.
Really? Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And you talk about you have the routine of you get up early in the morning. So how early do you get up before the rest of your family?
Usually about an hour to an hour and a half okay. early. Yeah. So I'm usually up between 5:30 and 6.
Yikes.
And they're up at 7.
That is early. That is early.
Mm-hmm. My youngest one wakes up before 7, but she stays in her room. Like she's got a special light that when her light goes off, then she can come out of her room. So she's an early riser, but she'll stay in there fine and read and color and stuff.
So. Very cool. So you get up early in the morning. You mentioned that you listen to a podcast. And does the podcast help you meditate, or you meditate and then you listen to your podcast?
I meditate and then I listen to the podcast.
And could you share a little bit about your meditation routine? Because it's something that I actually just talked about a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, so I use the Headspace app. When I get up in the morning, I'll usually get up, use the bathroom, and then I lie back in bed with my headphones on and listen to it then.
The Headspace app is a really cool app, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And
I
then
just do 10 minutes,
it.
10 minutes. Session any more than that, and I start to lose focus. So,
Right. And so you listen to your Headspace app, and then you listen to another podcast, and I'm guessing this podcast is probably kind of like a motivational, well, I'm gonna say motivational, but I'll say motivational podcast to kind of get your day going a little bit.
yeah, exactly.
Would you mind sharing the podcast?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's the Justin Suwa podcast, Increase Your Impact.
Okay. And how long have you been listening to this podcast for?
I've listened to it on and off for a while, but more consistently, like each morning, listening to it for about 2 months now.
Okay. And what kind of things does Justin talk about? Does he have guests on, or I've never
No,
heard of this show before.
it's all mindset based. So they're like 3 to 4 minute long podcast, and it's mindset based. Like letting go of stuff that you're hanging on to and setting your day up for success. They're very motivational, but they're quite short, so it's just, a
Yeah.
little jump start to your day, I guess.
Amazing. Amazing. I might try that out. I've been actually looking for like a good mindset podcast to listen to. And so you said Justin Suwat. Could you spell the last name for me?
It's SU apostrophe A.
SU apostrophe A. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, he's got a really great Instagram page too.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely check that out. So you sounds like you have a pretty jam-packed day, right? So you work, you go work out, and you at lunchtime this is where you would go generally would do your CrossFit.
Yes.
And then talk to us about CrossFit, because I'm always interested to speak to women particularly who try and not just try and do CrossFit, but actually who lift weights, because I've run into so many women who are afraid to lift weights because they're worried they're gonna get big and bulky. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're not like big and bulky yourself. And I know at CrossFit you would probably lift heavy weights. How did you fall into that? And tell us about like that stigma that I would say generally a lot of women would have, to oppose to doing like weight training or heavyweight training.
Yeah, so I started in CrossFit about 4.5 years ago. I actually started when I was 4 months pregnant.
Wow.
I had worked out a lot before pre-pregnancy and in the early part of my pregnancy, so it wasn't new to me working out, so I was fine to jump right into it. Obviously, I scaled some stuff and didn't lift as heavy weights and stuff, but yeah, my sister had been doing it for years and talked a lot about it. And I tried working out at home when I was on mat leave, and it didn't really pan out. Like I was working out, but not to the same intensity. And I found I was really losing a lot of my strength, so I decided to join and haven't turned back since then. But yeah, women, like that's it definitely, you hear a lot of women say they don't want to get bulky by lifting weights. Women, we're just not made, our body's not made to do that. We don't have the
Exactly.
same hormone levels to bulk like that. So it's a huge misconception. And there's also a lot of like empowerment, being able to go and, back squat your body weight or deadlift, double your body weight. So from a female perspective and a mom of 2 girls, to know that I have that strength and to be able to empower and show them that I can do that is important to me.
Absolutely. And what would you say? I've given that same, I guess, talk, and maybe it's tough. Maybe it's harder for women to hear that from me to say, look, I'll tell them that you don't have to toss, you don't have as much testosterone as men do. It's just not possible without like a little special help for you to really gain and be bulky. Is there something else that would help women to hear or like a resource that I can give them to say, look, it's not. Like you, it won't happen. Like it's really, really rare.
Yeah, I think when you see those women like on social media and stuff that are quite bulky and very muscular, training is basically their job. Like they do that day in and day out for multiple hours. A lot of us, you know, myself and like we're not training to that capacity. We're training to sustain everyday life. So you're not going to get there. It's just not the way our bodies work. Yeah, I'd like a resource for that. I really enjoy the Eat, Lift, Thrive book
Oh, yeah.
by Sohee Lee, I believe her name. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll mention that part where maybe I'm missing out on that portion where I tell people it is their job to look that way, you know, essentially because they're working out. Because it's what's funny is I always tell guys that as well, because guys want you know, when I see guys, they want, it's always like three things. It's like I want bigger shoulders, a bigger chest, and I want abs. And I was talking about what are your back and your legs, but that's a whole nother conversation. But and they'll show me pictures, and I'll just be like, okay, you know, these guys, they work out all the time, and they don't. I wouldn't say like they don't have a social life, but they don't have a social life probably like you do, right? Like you,
Yeah,
when I
and they
point it
might
to
not
them,
have kids and stuff like that. They can dedicate all that time. So,
And it is essentially their job, right? Like actors, they get paid millions of dollars to look a certain way. Right, I think for a while I was getting a lot of I want to look like what is his name, the guy that played Wolverine, I'm blanking out
Oh,
all of a
yes,
sudden,
Hugh
Hugh
Jackman.
Jackman. Man, I was getting like just tons of guys just like I want to look like him, and I always tell them like his last movie that he did, I was reading an article that said that he fainted twice trying to film one particular scene where he was like shirtless, and he fainted twice. Just because it was just lack of like he was so dehydrated, he was so cut, and then just he just couldn't maintain. And it's funny, it's just for that one scene, in the movie, right? But
I
people,
remember reading stuff actually about his, I think it was his most recent Wolverine movie too, about how hard he had to train to get in shape for that.
And then that's someone who, like I said, he's just getting paid so much money to look a certain way, so. Goes to show like what you got to put into it, and I have friends who compete in like fitness competitions, and when I go out with them,
Oh, it's very
it's
restricted.
very different. You know, we go to a restaurant and they'll just kind of hang out with us and they won't eat with us because there's nothing on the menu that they can eat, and we try to accommodate to them because I want them to have a good time as well, but they'll walk around with like a 4 liter jug of water like everywhere we go. You know, like we need to hydrate, and yeah, they're thinking about it all the time, and that's just, I was at one point like very close to that end of the spectrum, and just that was the exact reason why I stopped doing it myself. So it was
Yeah,
just tough.
Precision Nutrition has a really great infographic called The Cost of Getting Lean, and it shows like different leanness levels, I guess, and what's involved in getting there. And yeah, some of them you got to weigh your pros and cons, like, you know, are you willing to give up your social life, any eating out and stuff for that? And you know, there's no wrong answer there. Some people may want to do that. For me, it doesn't work with my lifestyle right now,
Yeah.
so I don't
Right. And
plan.
I like that, like right now. Like so you'd be willing to if you'd be willing to change like 10 years from now if you wanted to. Like you're open to that. Yeah.
For sure.
And I think that's also like a very key thing too, because I think a lot of people just want to they think, oh, I'm gonna have this body or I'm gonna train to get this body or to look a certain way and this is how it's gonna be the rest of my life and there's nothing else that I would want that would want to do. But and I think if anybody has started training and they started doing any kind of physical activity, whether it's sports or strength training, it always leads to something else eventually, doesn't it? Like because you've done so many things yourself. You've done the cross, you've done the CrossFit, you've done the running. But I know so you're also big a rower as well, right? You like to row or kayak, is it?
I do stand up paddle boarding
Stand
at
up
the
paddleboard. That's
cottage.
it. Stand up paddleboarding, and you say you also play sports right now as
Yes,
well,
I
right?
play soccer, yeah.
And would you say that's, have you ever done anything else other than soccer?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I've played
really?
soccer since I was 3 years old.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
I've played for a long time, but yeah.
Okay. Because usually I find people who play soccer tend to go to like ultimate frisbee at some point in time, or they do like field hockey, those three seem to be like very intertwined together, I find. Maybe because it's the running and
team sport.
Team sport. But like those three I have found like go really, they just go like around each other. People who I meet with Frisbee will say they got into it because of soccer, and people who are doing soccer who've never done soccer before, they'll say they've done like Frisbee because it was, they were worried about less injuries.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, actually. I have talked to people who have said the same thing. Yeah. No, I play soccer with a great group of girls, but I couldn't see myself ever letting that go.
Amazing.
Yeah, the only times I haven't played is when I was pregnant, but as I've played since I was three.
And your girls play soccer too?
They do, yes.
They do, amazing. And what age did you start them in?
So my oldest one started when she was three. And my youngest one was actually able to start when she was two. Wow. She started in indoor soccer. So.
Wow. Okay. Because I'm going to get my son into soccer this year myself. Mm-hmm. And I tried putting him into like other sports and other things before, but it just wasn't like, I would say I wasn't really getting it, or maybe it wasn't like the right time.
Yeah. So here where we are, they don't do games at this age. It's different drills. They do different stations of drills. So they keep them moving and doing different things.
Very cool. So you do all these things, and you're physically active. You work as a nutritionist. So you probably have a good handle on your own nutrition. And if you don't, I'm sure you have other people to help you out with. But why do you do all these things? What is the reason that you go through this routine of making sure that you have time to work out and you are physically active and
so ultimately, I know in order to be the best version of me, for my mood to be the best and to be the best mom and wife, I need to feel the best myself, right? You can only take care of other people when you're feeling your best, and I know that means fueling my body appropriately and keeping my body moving. So it's a priority that I set day in and day out to keep moving in some way. If I can't make it to the gym, maybe it's just taking the dog out for a walk for 20 minutes. And then we do our best to eat all our meals at home where we can prepare them, control what's going in them, and really focus on quality foods. So, and I know my kids are also going to respond better when they're fueling their body appropriately and versus high sugar diet and stuff. So it's worth the time and the effort for me.
So you work out strictly just for, I wouldn't say strictly, but the main reason would be just kind of to be the best version of yourself is what you're saying. And
yes,
you don't have like any, I want to look a certain way, or I want to lift a certain amount. Like that doesn't really come into your realm of thought as much.
It does. Like I certainly, I wouldn't lie to, not going to lie and say I don't want to look a certain way. I do for sure. I think we all do. The biggest thing for me though is really the stress reduction. I know I might be in a not great mood, but once I go to the gym, get a workout in, I feel better after. And it refreshes my day and rejuvenates me. And it's always been that way. That's always been a huge benefit I got from training. As far as I can remember, going back to when I was in school even. So that's a huge thing for me, is that aspect of it. But I certainly do, I do set myself goals at the gym to lift a certain weight. But primarily it's the health benefit.
Right.
So, and a CrossFit environment is very community oriented too. So it's very social, and, being that I work at home by myself most of the days, to get out and have that social interaction is key as well, mm-hmm. which comes back to your mental health and your social well-being.
And that's, I'm glad you bring this up, because I would say I interview, my goal here is to share stories of people who I think are doing fitness the right way. And definitely one of the biggest patterns that I've seen is that people who are successful in their fitness and who enjoy doing it and enjoy the I would say the progress of it is that it's almost zero emphasis, or not almost zero emphasis, it's their main emphasis is on something else other than the way they look and the weight on the scale as well. That, like you were saying, like definitely it crosses their mind, and it crosses my mind as well, but our main motivation to go to a gym, or the main motivation to be physically active, is not the number on the scale. So mm-hmm. and that is we like I was saying earlier, like we're like 18 or 19 episodes in at this point already, and the majority of people, like majority, not sorry, not majority, everybody, the weight and the weight and the way they look is secondary to their main goal. So that's I think that's a key to anyone's success. Like that's something that I really try to figure out for the people that I work with, which is, I mean, 99% of the time they come in because they want to lose weight or they want to look a certain way. And I think it's my job, and I think jobs as fitness professionals to get them to think outside that box, because it's much more sustainable that way,
Yes,
and
exactly.
it's much more a happier journey to go about just working out because you love working out. So you talk about eating at home a lot, and having your meals at home. Do you follow a particular type of eating pattern or eating style, or is it just whatever comes that day?
No, I do follow a specific eating pattern, flexible dieting. So it's generally higher protein, moderate carbs, and moderate fat intake. So
Okay.
I do track and weigh what I eat and look to aim to hit a certain macronutrient
Oh, nice. So
breakdown at the end of the day.
you have like a food scale, and you weigh out, like you would you say you weigh out everything? Like you weigh out like your proteins and your carbs and your fats, or
Yes, I 90% of the time I am weighing it out. If I go out to eat, I'll estimate, or if I'm at family or friend's house, I'll estimate stuff or just focus on eating mindfully. But when I'm at home and I have control over it, I do weigh it.
okay.
So
And you
I've been
weigh.
doing it for quite a while now, so it's second nature to me. A lot of stuff I can estimate on and come relatively close.
Yeah,
So.
nice. So when you're on that scale now, it's just kind of like you take like a scoop of granola, like you'll know exactly how many grams or
Yes,
how many grams.
exactly.
Nice. And you do this for yourself, or you do this for your entire family as well?
I just do it for myself.
Okay. So when you're when you when like let's say like it's dinner time at your place, it's you'll have your food weighed, and then everybody else's will just kind of just be like a spoonful or a handful or things like that. Is that how that usually works?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But we all eat the same food. Like there's the occasion, like sometimes I may make something a little bit different for myself, like my kids and my husband may be having rice and I'll have cauliflower rice, but I'm certainly not eating a different meal than everybody. It's all the same thing.
Sorry. So you work with people online, to help them coach their nutrition. What kinds of people are you usually coaching? Like what kinds of people would usually come see you?
Anybody,
Anybody, okay.
really? Yeah, I guess that's a huge range of people, and anybody can benefit from nutrition coaching. So, being a nutritionist, I thought I'd be the last person that would need a nutrition coach, and thought, oh, I know what I'm doing. I don't need it, but anybody can benefit from it. A huge part of it is just simply accountability, somebody to keep you accountable for the choices you're making, and to help work through it. Like we know, a lot of people don't eat just for the nutrients and to fuel our body. There's a huge social and psychological aspect to eating. So it's working through some of that and changing our relationship to food and looking at food as fuel versus an answer to emotions or stress.
And would you say like yourself, or like my, sorry, like myself, you run into pretty much like three categories of people who either want to lose weight, who want to get strong or build muscle, and then the third one would be to just general fitness. Is that, would you say like the general kinds of people that you would meet?
Yeah, I would say more people fall into the initial category of losing weight. And that's usually their first goal. That's why a lot of people reach out to a nutritionist is for that goal. But it does transition and morph into something different as we go along.
Okay.
And certainly people that want to gain and put on muscle, but not as many. It's more weight loss.
More weight loss. Okay. And I guess we stay on the topic of weight loss. Would you say there are, when you meet somebody or when you consult with somebody, like there are like three, like one to three things that you would most common see as terms of, I will say like mistakes that they do that you
Yeah,
see like
for
right off the
sure.
bat?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people come to approach nutrition and probably fitness in the same way as it being like a one size fits all. We know there are so many different diet trends out there, and not everything is going to work for everybody. And, nutrition, I like to look at it as like a science experiment. You have to try out different options to see what works best for you and listen to your body and give it time. Like, change is not going to happen overnight. So you need to try something, stick with it, really like hone into your body and see what's working. And then go from there and make tweaks and adjustments and keep an open mind for it. So that's the big thing. Another thing I see really common is like an all or nothing approach. So people will be following a certain diet really great for a number of weeks, and then they have a party come up and they might go completely off. They might eat more, drink more, and then they feel as if they're doomed, they failed. You might as well give up and throw in the towel, which is not the case. Like, everybody has off days, everybody slips up from time to time. And that doesn't mean we're done. We can still make the next meal, the next day, a mindful choice. So it's the big thing there is giving yourself grace and compassion to make mistakes. We all make mistakes in every area of life, whether it be at work or at home. And that doesn't mean you failed. That doesn't mean you're doomed. And nutrition is the same way. If you maybe indulge in something that's outside of your nutrition plan, that's okay. Forgive yourself, get back on track the next meal, and you're good.
Okay. And I run into that one, that second one you just mentioned, that all or nothing, in terms of even just fitness in general.
Oh,
It's
for sure.
they get into the routine of working out like 3, 4 times a week and they're feeling really good, and they miss that one session because of, funny enough, it's usually because right now it's patio season here in Toronto, and they want to go out, and they want to go out to a patio instead of working out, and then that one day sprints into 2 days of not working out, and then 3 days, and then all of a sudden it's like all gone. And I can almost feel their energy, just like, oh man, like I feel like a failure, I suck, like I shouldn't, why did I think I could do this in the first place? And I would say that is the toughest part for me to help, like the toughest part to help me to help these people who to kind of get back on track and just say, like, no, it's okay, we're just gonna work out again, right? Let's just get started again. So
Yep, exactly. It's committing to yourself day in and day out. So
yeah.
a lot of people like look for that motivation, and motivation is what gets you started on any kind of program. It's not what's going to carry you through. Motivation comes and goes, and that's totally normal. It's being able to recommit to yourself each day and stick to those habits. So, and that's where I'm very routine based. Not everybody is, but when you have those habits down, you can go right back to them, regardless of how you're feeling, whether you're feeling motivated or not.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that approach. Walk me through like what it would be like to work with you. So we work together, we consult, and then do you usually figure out like a meal, like a nutrition plan for me, or we figure out timing of when to
No.
eat?
So it's like a macronutrient profile, that then you follow. So the idea is that you can eat whatever you want as long as it fits within that. That being said, we all know if you stick to whole nutrient dense foods, you're going to feel a lot better. Particularly if you're in a cut and you're trying to lose body fat, you want to really focus on those quality food sources, plenty of fruits and veggies, more so lots of veggies, because they're going to keep you full and sustained longer. So, but at the end of the day, if for me to give somebody a meal plan is not going to, it might initially help them out, but long term, it's not teaching people to find balance. And, what do you do when you're at a potluck? Oh, there's nothing there that's on the food plan that Hillary gave me, so I can't eat anything. So I want to educate people so that they can make those choices on their own. And that comes down to following the foods that they like. If I give somebody a meal plan, it might be based off the foods that I have in my home and that I regularly eat, where that could be very different for somebody else. So for that reason, I'm not a huge supporter of meal plans, but rather educating people to make smart choices based on what they enjoy, what works within their lifestyle, and what they can sustain. The biggest thing is that they need something that they can sustain long term, or they're not going to see. They might see initial success, but it's not going to last.
Okay. And so I come to you, like, do you meet with these people like once a week or like once a month or through email?
Weekly. Yeah, weekly Tiply. Yeah, online,
Weekly.
email,
Okay,
message-based.
cool. So I send you an email and I say, oh, Hillary, look, I went off the rails. I was at this party and I binge ate, binge drank. And I just like I'm not feeling up for doing it, or I keep crashing. Like, do you ever get emails like that, or?
Yes. And the biggest thing is forgive yourself. We've all been there, we've all done that. And anytime you go off track, the best thing you can do is really just forgive yourself, learn from it, and then make the next day a mindful choice. So there's guilt does us no good, dwelling on it. It does us no good. So we're best just to let that go and just get right back on track, forgiving ourselves, right?
I love that. I love forgive yourself, and yeah, for those that have been binge eating, binge drinking, forgive yourself and you can get going again.
Yeah, no mistake, like in any area, life is, does us in for good. And that's the nice thing about nutrition is that there's always room to make mistakes and learn about what works and what doesn't. And same with training, right? So.
So I actually have a I have a lot of families that listen to this podcast, and some of the things that we've hit before are things to do with our kids. And
Yeah.
how do you, I guess, have you spoken to your kids about nutrition, and do they ever ask why are you weighing your food? Like, do those things ever come up at all?
Yeah, so I talk to my kids about nutrition all the time. My kids always come to me to the grocery store, to the farmer's market. They're very involved in that process. I know a lot of people will, leave their kids at home when they go to the grocery store because they can, get wound up and stuff. But for me, I like to involve the kids in picking out the fruits and veggies. When we go to the farmer's market, we usually go once a week. We try and pick out something different and have fun with it so that they can be a part of that. Same with meal planning. Like when we're making meals, I usually involve them, even though they're 4 and 6, but they still like peeling carrots and, munching on the food as I'm cutting it. So they're very involved in that. As far as asking me about weighing and tracking my food, they have asked occasionally. I just try and approach it that I'm, trying to keep track of what I'm eating and find balance. But at the same time, I think it's very important that although I may have my specific nutrition goals, I still partake in family events. Like we still will go out for ice cream together. And I'm not always turning down those treats that we enjoy as a family, because it's all about finding that balance between, the whole nutrient dense foods, but then also having treats every once in a while. And it's important for my kids to see that I'm still taking part in that and not being super restricted and concerned about it.
That's amazing. And I think that's really smart of you to take your kids grocery shopping and kind of explaining to them, I guess, the process of it, because maybe it's a little bit different, but I grew up very similar as well. But it was my parents owned convenience stores and vegetable shops and restaurants and things like that. So I would often go grocery shopping with them, but at a much, I guess, larger scale. We go to like warehouses and food supply shops, and I would just start asking my dad like a lot of questions about about this or that, or why are you using this, or why are you buying that, and he would actually take the time to explain that to me. So I do that with my son as well, and he'll ask me like, what is that, what is this, and I'll tell him, there's an eggplant, and he'll be like, yuck, right? And I'll try to explain to him, it's good for you, it tastes good. And I guess one tough thing is that, I don't know if you run into this with your girls, but I'll make pretty good headway, going through the aisles, through the produce section, bread section, meat section. He's got a really good grasp of, oh, these are the things that we eat and these are the things that are good for us. But when we hit a certain section, he knows like the cookie section's coming up, and he's just like, cookies, like I want cookies. Do you and I know sometimes I break and sometimes I don't, so how do you balance that, like your kids' snacks, I guess.
Yeah, we're the exact same way, right? It's finding balance. Like, the majority of their intake will come from whole nutrient dense foods, but they'll have a cookie and ice cream and treats every once in a while. And sometimes when we go to the grocery store, we may buy a bag of cookies. It's not something we do all the time, but every once in a while, a treat is totally fine, right? It's what you do most often that's going to define you rather than those treats every once in a while.
Yeah, and that tr spoken like a true nutritionist. That's amazing.
Yeah, we like doing, I like doing like bowls. Like we'll do like a Greek bowl or a taco bowl. So I'll have the veggies all like chopped up and lined up, and then the kids will come and make their own bowls. And I tell them to make a rainbow in their bowl. So they have to get some veggies of every color to make a
Amazing,
rainbow.
amazing. I found the only way for my son to eat vegetables is to actually have him, like he'll be there either cutting vegetables with me or cutting vegetables with my wife, and he'll pick the vegetables that he wants to cut with his like butter knife or I don't know what kind of knife we use, and I'll be like, look, what you're cutting in here is that's what you're eating. And in the beginning it was a little tough, but now he understands that, all right, I'm gonna cut a little bit of this mushroom and eat a little bit of it, and I can see like which vegetables he favors over the others now. It's pretty funny. So look, we're coming near the end here, and this is usually around the time when I would ask guests if you have any like any questions to ask me like about your own personal fitness or health. Totally optional. You can ask me at this time. And if you don't, that's cool too, because I know you've got a good handle on your stuff.
I guess so. You're more fitness based. So how do you, like, I've got a pretty good grasp on involving my kids in the kitchen and stuff. The fitness side of it, they come to my soccer games. They might occasionally come to the gym with me, but how do you involve your kids in your fitness routine?
Well, I think it's funny you mentioned this, because just the other day I was talking with another friend of mine, and he's a big soccer buff. So I was asking him about soccer, and I didn't really play a lot of team sports when I was growing up. And we were chatting, and I was thinking, okay, maybe I'll roll my son into it. And I also realized like I don't really play a lot of sports with him. Like we don't kick around a soccer ball. We don't really do a lot of frisbee. Instead, because I've been involved in martial arts a lot, we do a lot more martial arts things. Like my place is everywhere. There are mats, like wrestling mats, judo mats, and we just I've been wrestling with him and grappling with him for the longest I can remember. He's getting, and without knowing it, he's actually getting pretty good for a 4-year-old, and he's understanding concepts, and he's doing more things than I can imagine. And so I guess just being more involved with your kids, like I imagine you also play soccer with your girls as well, right? And I think that helped. I think that goes a long way, rather than I think also putting them in like an organized session. Like I think a parent can only go so far with teaching their kid a certain thing. Like I would never want to teach my kid martial arts on a more serious level, personally myself. But for him to garner his interest and I guess get the confidence, I know that I have to be involved with that. I think you would maybe perhaps agree, right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's for me when I see parents who maybe aren't as physically active, like your kids are going to do what you do, right? And if you aren't physically active, if you aren't being, if you aren't just showing them those things, it's going to be tough for them to get into that routine as well, right? Kind of like, why am I doing soccer and you're not doing soccer, kind of thing. So
Yeah,
yeah.
and it's a tough balance, as parents, finding that balance between being active yourself and spending that time with your family. But exactly like you said, your kids see what you are doing and they see that you are trying to keep your body moving, and that's a whole way of treating your body with respect and love. And they're gonna then be able to model that same behavior. So as much as it might be taking an hour out from family time to go to the gym, you're still modeling the appropriate behaviors for your kids and stuff.
Yeah. And
It's a juggling act, isn't it, being a parent?
absolutely, absolutely. 'Cause like, I mean, there's certain things I want my son to do that I don't know how to do really well. Like for example, I want him to skate, and I can't skate if my life depended on it. And it's not my mom's actually a very good skater. She used to be like a speed skater champion in her hometown. And she took me out skating, and it's not like she didn't get me involved in all that stuff and gave me lessons, and I joined this thing. It's just I don't have the ability to do it seems, and I've tried many times, and I want him to skate, but he doesn't want to skate, and it's I'm trying to get him to try to do those things. It's tough. Fortunately, my wife skates, and this year we're gonna make the big push, because he's 4 now, so make a big push to get him to skate. So like skating, swimming, Like those are like essentials if you're going to live in Canada, like, or anywhere really, or not the skating part, but the swimming is an essential thing that you have to do. And
yeah. And least, I'm that way with swimming. I'm not a strong swimmer. But my kids do swimming lessons and I make an effort when we're at the cottage to go swimming with them, even if I'm not as good. Cause I don't want them to have that same, you know, somewhat fear of the water that I maybe have.
Yeah. So. You're a little bit of fear of water yourself.
A little bit. Yeah.
I as well, you know, I actually almost drowned a few times a couple years ago. So, I totally hear you.
I think it's more the bot, like in the, not so much pools, it's the lakes, like the mucky bottom.
you can't see what's underneath there. You're like, man, what is that?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you. The last question I always like to end off with, which is what is like one piece of advice you would give somebody who is, you know, starting their fitness journey or who might be a little bit stuck in their journey? Like, what's something that you could tell them to kind of get them going?
The biggest thing I would say is give yourself grace and compassion. Don't jump into any program or nutrition protocol, like going full swing, big changes, total life and diet overhaul. But rather start with small changes each and every day that you can then sustain long term. You know, we know small changes are going to lead to big results in the end, and it's much more sustainable than trying to change everything in your life. I'm sure you see in the fitness industry, people might start a new fitness program and then they want to completely change their nutrition to go along with that. And it can be too much at once, and that's a lot of change. So start small, make small changes each and every day, and you'll reap the benefits of that long term.
That's amazing. Small changes. Small changes go a big way, doesn't it? And
yes.
It's mm-hmm. So I think it's very easy for us to say that because we're in the industry and we actually see that, but definitely a little bit tougher for people who want to make that change. They're so excited and they want to just go right into it, like 100%. But it really is the small things that make a big difference. Okay, Hillary, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us so much. Like, there was a lot of really good advice out there, and the small changes, to forgive yourself, grace and
compassion,
grace and compassion. So for all the listeners out there, like follow those four tips from Hillary, and I'm sure you'll go a long way. And
if
people want to get in touch with you or kind of find you on social media, how can they do that?
The best place is Instagram, probably Hillary_Askew on Instagram.
And Instagram.
Lots of pictures of my kids on there, but some food stuff and fitness stuff as well.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, follow Hillary on Instagram, and I'll see everyone next week on next week's episode. Thanks, Hillary.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's it. That's another episode in the books. If you missed any of the links that Hillary mentioned, she mentioned a lot of good links. Visit remixmyfitness.com/podcast, and you'll see the links to everything that Hillary and I talked about today. I want to thank Hillary so much for coming on to today's show and sharing her story and her amazing tips. I'll be back next week with a new episode, but if you can't wait until then to hear from me, hit me up in our Facebook group. This is our closed private group where you can meet other listeners, the people that I work with, and I'm there sharing tips, answering questions, and helping you to stay motivated throughout the week. So visit bit.ly/remixmyfitness. And join Team Remix on Facebook. That's it for me this week. I hope you go out there, you set some goals, challenge yourself, but most of all, have some fun. Until next time, peace.